The weather conditions could not have been better for the annual Cranberry Day activities held in Callander on Saturday. From the very young to the very old, people made it a point to walk, bike, drive, or take the shuttle bus to the site at the end of Cranberry Road where vendors and activities were set up. Once there, volunteers were available to drive people in need of assistance to get to the end of Cranberry Trail, using golf carts. The length of the trail is 2.7 kilometers one way. It is part of the Discovery Routes network and is located close to the Kate Pace Way. Discovery Routes has rated this trail as easy, making it accessible to everyone, including those requiring wheelchairs. See. Callander has your Cranberry celebrations covered. Visitors to Cranberry Day were treated to specular views from the famous viewing platforms located along the trail. With Thanksgiving right around the corner, many people could be seen sporting rubber boots while carrying pails to pick their own cranberries growing in the marsh. The 319-hectare Cranberry Marsh, located along the northwest shore of Callander Bay, was designated as a protected conservation area in 2002. Among those soaking up the sun and enjoying nature and the many displays was Olivia, together with her family members. They were all attending the event for the first time. "Everybody has been very nice and welcoming, so it has been great," grinned Olivia. "I think it is a great idea. We've driven past the road that leads down here lots of times but never came down. This day was an excuse to come down and we're glad we did." An event like this couldn't happen without the many organizers and volunteers who have been hard at work making sure everything goes off smoothly. One such person is Events Committee volunteer Michelle Walker-Brown, who marked her fifth year helping with the event. "I think it is a great opportunity to be out in your community, meeting different people, and learning about the cranberries that we have growing in our community," said Walker-Brown. "The fact cranberries grow in Callander, and people can pick them is apparently one of Callander's best-kept secrets. I think a lot of people don't know they exist, that they're down there, in the marsh. So, when they do down the trail and meet with our volunteers today, it is a great opportunity for them to learn where and how they grow and how to pick them," pointed out Walker-Brown. "Some will no doubt go back in the next week or two and pick some more. The fact that the event is free is a contributing factor to its success. It's like our FunFest event, there's no charge to come, so families like to get out, walk the trail, and visit some of our local vendors." Vendors were set up in the parking lot area of Cranberry Road, at the start of the trail system. The number of vendors is up over last year with close to 20 setting up shop, including community groups. "We've got all sorts of different things, everything from food, and jewelry, to crocheted items to candles, along with live music," noted Walker-Brown. "And we've got about 10 community groups here. CTS has some of its students here providing mini-massages. We have Out Loud, One Kids Place, the Museum, the Callander Library, the Nipissing Kennel Club here promoting proper pet care and dog awareness. The Fire Department is also here, as well as a few others." The committee also organized musicians, singers, and buskers to entertain people making their way along the trail. One interesting group taking advantage of the event to raise awareness was Callander Christmas Cheer. An anonymous donor generously gave to Callander Christmas Cheer over 100 fishing rods, all brand new, some are really high quality, shared Christmas Cheer volunteer Heather Bush. "So, we have our booth here today and have our rods available so people can make a donation to Callander Christmas Cheer, and they get a rod. Money collected by Christmas Cheer assists with the purchase of food for families who are less fortunate in the community, making their Christmas a little brighter. The Lions Club of Callander and the Lions Telethon donate a gift to each child to go along with the Christmas Cheer box," explained Bush. "I'm proud of Callander Christmas Cheer because we try to help out individuals and senior couples also. Posters are now out in the community. Application forms are available at the municipal office. And we'll collect applications until the 23rd of November, and then we'll start the process of buying food. We submit the names of children to the Lions Club. They provide us with a gift. This has been going on since 1983, Bush shared. Financial donations are also being accepted. They can go to the municipal office, and they'll accept donations on our behalf. We are charitable now, and I do have receipts available, stated Bush. Cranberry Day has been running for just over a decade and has helped countless organizations like Calendar Christmas Cheer give back to the community. Organizers expect the number of visitors to the event will exceed 1,000 by the end of the day.